Hello, friends, and good morning. This is day two of the Golden Trail World Series final, still in Madeira Island. Very, very different bowl game this morning. These are clear skies, light breeze. It's going to be potentially hotter, but definitely no rain. So it's going to be very interesting, very different, probably less slippery, faster, more aggressive, and the course as well. Yesterday was more like a massive climb, long stretch, slightly undulating but trending downhill, and then a big downhill into the finish. This stage today is more like an up down with some stretch in the middle, and so I don't think the athletes are going to go out as hard, but yet who knows. Also, interesting part, we had Danny Moreno who skipped stage one. Now we have updates that of course she won't be back. On the other hand, the first news of the day is that Ali McLaughlin, who won the stage yesterday and moved up from 14th place to 9th place overall, has chosen and stuck to her initial plan to not run all the stages, and she will skip today. So she won't be racing this second stage. So that's the first news I got for you. I'm going to start going around and start pissing people off with my mic. How are you feeling today?
I feel better. Better, yeah.
And then after 1K?
thank you.
Hey, what happened yesterday?
I tried to push.
And no, then they won. That's what happened yesterday, you don't remember.
I don't remember, yeah.
Good. Hey, we're 20 minutes from the start, and I can actually grasp the size of this event, because this is a big open area here by the ocean, a beautiful rocky beach, the sunrise coming over. And it's just quite beautiful. But these runners everywhere, like warming up, running in every direction. You can see like the elite athletes, the open athletes, the people are in the zone running. You get a lot of people doing interviews. They're doing strides. It's like, it's on. And then everybody's a bit looking at each other and try to figure out who chose to start and who chose not to start. And I have another tip for you guys. And apparently, I will confirm that as soon as they have started, because then I will know for sure. But it sounds as though Sophia Laukley has also chosen not to race. So all of a sudden you have got first and fourth place in the women's field yesterday who are not racing stage two. All right, again, so let's get some more interviews, and I'm hoping to get a little bit of an impression, a few words from Nienke Brinkman, because, well, you know, now she's probably going to be able to score more points without trying so hard. Nienke, quick question. I don't know if you know, some of your competitors are not starting this morning.
I didn't know, but actually, yeah, that's good to hear, but it doesn't change anything for me.
No, but potentially, because we have Ali McLaughlin out.
And she's not racing today.
She's not racing today.
I thought, okay, because I just heard also Sophia.
And Sophia is not either. So all of a sudden, it may not change much for you, but potentially you get away with the win without trying so hard.
Yeah, that would be great, because I can save my legs.
3 points?
Yeah. Honestly, that's not bad for me. But yeah, so I didn't know Ali wouldn't race, actually.
Other than that, same plan as yesterday?
Yeah. I want to do all five. Then I come out and not like dead. And yesterday was really good, and today I feel kind of fresh, you know. And I think it was good strategy. And then now when I know that my two main competitors are not in there, it gives me confidence to do this strategy.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Enjoy. I was actually worried that we would not see the beauty of this island, but this is it. This is as good as it gets. Beautiful sunrise on the beach right there, getting ready for the second stage. A long stage. It's going to be up, down, but don't be fooled. The weather is going to be good, but it's going to be muddy still. There's going to be some slippery section, especially the second descent. So a lot of fun to be had.
Yeah, yesterday we had a very, very challenges, big challenge in the segments. Today we have the uphill first, the second, the downhill, and the last one, the sprint. And before the start, we will have here to this information for all athletes here. And please, all athletes come here to the start place, all athletes too, in the open race.
All right, crazy start. We're in the car with the media team, getting to 5 kilometer to try and see kilometer five and see all the runners go through, get for further images and social media updates. Fly the drone just above the airport. Perfect. That's how we do it at the Golden Trail World Series. And we'll give you an update and see who decided today to take it out hard, who is chilling, and stay tuned. All right, I'm taking advantage of walking up towards kilometer five on the course to give you an update about today's stage, to give you all the nitty-gritty details. So, first of all, the overall is 26.6 kilometers and 1,425 meters of climb, and obviously descent, because this is, again, a loop. So the start is at the same place as the finish, so they do exactly the same amount of elevation gain and loss. Now, the segments, as we said yesterday, they're going to be way more specific. So whoever wants to specifically go for the segments will probably have a chance to go faster than the elites. An uphill segment, 1.3 kilometers and 210 meters of gain. The sprint segment is 650 meters with, once again, 0 meter of elevation gain or loss. And the downhill segment, simply 1 kilometer with 280 meters of descent. So again, pretty intense. That's about vertical kilometer grade. So we should have, again, a lot of fun watching the footage of those guys really gunning for it and potentially destroying themselves. So again, we're moving on the course right now. And that's why I'm breathing pretty hard. Damn, I'm out of shape. But exciting times again. And for once, the weather is actually super nice, so we can actually see what's going on and get pretty stoked about being here, Madeira. All right, we got to say the first updates from the field, and it is exactly the same scenario as yesterday on that first climb. Rémi Bonnet is taking out the lead, followed right closely by Elouzine Lazaoui. So same scenario. Behind, Petro Mamou is following, Eli Hemming as well, Robert Penboy as well in the mix, Rueda, Bart Pedrioski. All the usual suspects are there in the lead, and they all look pretty good so far. First climb. All right, they're coming towards us, kilometer six. And nothing has changed. They're still taking out pretty hard. This is a flatter section, more rollings, and they're moving really, really fast. We've got, same as usual, Rémi Bonnet, followed by Elouzine Lazaoui, Petro Mamou right behind. But Eli Hemming is not too far back as well. Rueda. Hopefully Rui, so I don't know if I communicated that on the podcast, and I saw that Rui actually had an issue at the aid station yesterday in stage one. He actually could not grab the water bottle he has planned, and this is why he faded in the later stages, because he essentially ran out of fluids and fuel. But he said today, I will not miss that again. And it's good to show that still he finished pretty well bonking. So hopefully if he's recovered pretty well, woohoo, if you hear that, that's the drone. That means that the runners are next. Oh, there you go. There they are. Rémi Bonnet leading the lead pack, followed right closely. They're all together. Petro Mamou and Elouzine Lazaoui. They are really together running on that flatter section. A bit of a bump here, and they're going to be higher up at the col. So I'm going to actually move forward to see them at the col and see what happens and what, like, try to tell you how they feel and how they look. Woohoo, this is exciting. Et voilà, allez, 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 allez. Okay, they've just gone past, and interestingly enough, I got a grin from Rémi in control. He's leading the pace behind Petro Mamou. Poker face, couldn't quite see what he was up to. But definitely in third, Elouzine looked like he was working the hardest. Go, go, go. Good job, mate. We got fourth runner, then Robert Pengboy here. Eli Hemming following in the chase. And then there we go. Right next to them is Rueda. Go, 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 Bart. Well, everybody's head down hurting. Must have been a pretty fast start by the look of it. And we're still missing some top runners like Thibaut Bahonian. I'm going to walk down, see what's happening, what's coming next. This is really impressive because, like, already it's been several minutes since the leaders Rémi, Elouzine, and Petro have gone through. And now we are looking at some of the best national athletes coming through. But this is definitely a different league there. Still, really, really strong athletes. And now I'm eagerly waiting for the women's to come in. Oh, here comes Pony! Oh, man, this is a story I'm going to have to tell you, people. Because during CCC, I don't know if you ever saw these images. I'll try to find a link and put it in the show notes because this is way too hilarious. Obviously, in Switzerland, there's a lot of cows wherever the runners are going through. And we had drone footage of Anders running and the cows weren't moving out of the way. So he just grabbed one cow's tail and eventually got towed forward for about like 5 or 6 meters. And that was insane. And we actually were commenting this live with the web TV. And that was just amazing. And so when I saw him and cheered him on, he pretended he was holding on to a cow's tail. Awesome. Good spirits here. And there she is. First female here in this field, looking as good as usual, Nienke Ringman! So, as you could hear in the previous interview we had with her, she's going to go in control, obviously not going to go easy. This is not her style, but she's definitely not going overboard, and was indeed pleased that neither Sophia Lockley or Ali McLaughlin were going to be racing today, so she could potentially relax and still hold on to the win. Allez, Villaris! Allez, 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 allez! Villaris right behind. She's about like 20 meters back in second place in the women's field. She was looking a bit stiff warming up, I won't lie, but she's still she's looking way better now. So we'll see how it goes for Villaris. She fell yesterday, so had a taped knee, but yeah, she looks pretty good, actually. So maybe she'll give Nienke a run for her money. We'll see at the next update again. We are at kilometer 6, so this is a long way from home. But yeah, it's really good to have updates from the field. And there she is, Dani Moreno, sitting in third so far, looking good. Bailey Kowalczyk then coming in as well, fourth. And Sylviane Hoogstra, this is good, people. There's been a bit of changes here. Sylviane Hoogstra is sitting in fifth and looking pretty strong. Then she comes, then Sarah Alonso. So yeah, there's about a group of three female runners. Sarah's just behind. And then I got Julie Roux as well, just about like 50 meters back. Julie Roux from France representing Salomon. And then right behind is Tabor Hemming. Wow, it's in a nutshell in the women's field. They're kind of all together, aside from Nienke and Villaris. All right, I'm back at the start location. And while it was raining everywhere yesterday, today the wind is really picking up again. This is like the entrance of the valley, and the wind's coming from the ocean. The finish line is getting completely blown out. Everybody's holding on to the flags, the arch. It's madness here, but I'm sure it's even more madness on the course, so I just wanted to give you an update on that as well. Rémi Bonnet has reproduced exactly the same scenario as yesterday, started at his own pace. He's literally on another planet this year at the end of the season. Elouzine tried to hold on to him, but now he got dropped, and he's probably from the GPS tracker about a few hundred meters back, but still not completely out of the game yet. Behind, Robert Pengboy is in third position. Petro Mamou lost a bit of ground there. Then Riweda, still strong, also moving up the field. Thomas Roche, who was in third position at kilometer 6, has now dropped a little further back. And actually, there was a mistake here because I just got a refresh on the GPX, and Robert Pengboy is behind Thomas Roche. So only Riweda is now moving up into fourth position. Petro Mamou still in third. And then Thomas Roche in fifth. Robert Pengboy in sixth. Thibaut Bahonian also moving up and has passed now Eli Hemming for seventh place. Eli then coming in. And Adrien Michaud, Daniel Sons, and Oscar Clearson are together a little bit behind. So there could, a lot could happen in the later stages, because this is this location is about 12 kilometers into the race, so barely halfway. And in the women's, it is still the same scenario. Nienke Brinkmann is in the lead with, and she's put a little bit more time on Filia Rizkisong, still in second. Elise Poncet, however, is moving up the field very strong, and she's now sitting in third position. Bailey Kowalczyk, fourth. Julie Roux as well. And they're together with Marta Vasinova, Sarah Alonso, and Caitlin Fielder is a little bit further back. All right, a little update on the segments, because that's also still going on. And like yesterday, the first segment was the uphill one. Rémi still got the uphill segment, and I think he pushed a little bit because he is about 16 seconds faster than Elouzine Elazaoui. So yeah, that's a significant gap, knowing that both were going pretty strong. And in third place is over a minute behind. So these two have absolutely murdered this climb. So first, Rémi Bonnet, second, Elouzine Elazaoui, and third, Ola Jordheim from Norway. And then in the women's, finally, Iris Pesse, who had come all the way to play the uphill segment. She actually screwed it up a little bit yesterday. She went out way too fast and blew out and wasn't even in the top five. Now she has the fastest time in 10 minutes 44. Behind Marcela Vasinova in 10 minutes 55, and behind Nienke Brinkmann, 11:06, who, like she said yesterday at the press conference, she is not playing to try and win the segments. So that's a bit of a change, and again, it confirms that at least in a woman, whoever was playing specifically the segment has been able to make the difference. Let's look at the downhill as well, because they've now all gone through. And interestingly enough, a runner from Portugal, Roberto Baião, has actually the fastest time in 3 minutes 59, while Anders Krashevig, we know, was definitely also playing the downhill, and we've seen yesterday he went really, really hard and actually had the fastest time. He only came second, and in third place from Italy, Lorenzo Beltrami. Now, in the women's, it's from France, Noémie Vachon, in 5 minutes and 42 seconds, who's actually got the fastest time behind Martina Cumerlato from Italy in 5:42. Oi, 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 that's like 0.4 of a second slower. So that was really in a nutshell. And then Julie Roux, Bailey Kowalczyk, and Sylvia Nockstar. So the top two really played out hard, went for it. And yes, again, not even half a second difference between these two runners.
And we can focus now and in the last meters in the bridge there, in the last meters, because we are waiting for Rémi, the leader of the overall ranking in the Golden Trail World Series.
And in a matter of several minutes now, we will see Rémi Bonnet, coming from Switzerland and representing Salomon, cross the finish line in winner of the second stage of the Golden Trail World Series. And we expect all of you to come here on this finish line and to welcome today's winner.
This is Rémi Bonnet. This is the winner today again.
All right, we're going to try to catch a few words because we're going to have a lot of time. There's nobody behind. So there's been a bit of a fight with Elouzine until at some point.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
Yeah, I decided in the last steep uphill like to show that I am the best climber. So I give it a go. I was full gas like after the sprint section.
Well, in the sprint section, you actually have the fastest time, and Elouzine tried to keep up.
Okay.
And then you guys are over a minute ahead of the next guys who played the uphill. So you really went pedal to the pedal there.
Yeah, and then I see Elouzine was like, there was a guy on the summit of the hill, and he told me that I took like in 100 meter 25 seconds on Elouzine. So I knew that he was dead. So I continued to push until the summit, and then I tried to take the downhill easy for tomorrow.
So two stage wins, first and second. You said you were, that was your goal.
Yep.
So you've done the math, I believe. So what's the status for the rest of the week?
I think I will try to like to be good tomorrow, but don't win it, like the top 10, top 5. And like the fourth stage the same, and then I think the last one I will not have to do it with the point. So if I can take a free day on the last one and take some beer at the finish line, I will do that.
And there we go. In about 2 minutes now, we'll have our second place finisher. And I believe coming originally from the UK, Thomas Roach, however, representing national team Dar, will come in second position. And after an amazing performance, this is super exciting.
What a race tonight for Thomas Roach. This year finished this amazing race of Arsenal in the top 15 in the overall classification, and finished now the race with 2 hours, 70 minutes and 32 seconds. And now we will have the third here in the overall classification, and from Poland we will have Bart. From Poland! And what a sprint for Bart, because Thibaut is coming to finish now! And we have Remy, Thomas, Bart and Thibaut, first 4 athletes today in the top 3 in the elite race. Remy, Bonnet, Bart and Thibaut Baronian, and Thomas Roche, the winner today in the open race here in the second position, the overall time. Good
race. You came out of nowhere. We all were looking at the trackers and we saw Thibaut come in potentially in third, and then all of a sudden, who is that? Coming through the finish line, Bart. It's like, so you came back strong. What happened during the race? Because I saw you at the start.
Yeah, so just I do my plan. I run from the start to finish line, like on my pace. I keep my good feeling because, you know, I want to do every day in the same feeling. So that's my plan, and I hope every day I do the same. So let's see tomorrow.
And I think we need to give you an update on the women's. Nienke Brinkman now any second will come into the finishing chute to win the second stage of this Golden Trail World Series. But there's been a lot of things going on behind, because now it is Elise Poncet coming from France who will be sitting in second position. So she definitely took advantage of the last downhill to do an extremely smart race and come back to what looks like it's going to be a second position. And behind another French runner, Julie Roux, also ran really, really smart. This race, she was a little bit further back early, but she was smiling, and now she had a really strong second part of the race. And Filia Esquisson, who was in second place for the longest time, is now later. Ladies and gentlemen, she announced that she was going to go easy. That did not look easy. Nienke Brinkman!
Nienke Brinkman!
Yeah, so I'm going to let you drink a little bit. This is the first thing you went for. Very, very different weather conditions compared to yesterday. How did you manage that?
I think I like this more than yesterday. Today I felt really strong in the beginning, but the end it was so many stairs, and I was like only thinking, shit, Elise, she's coming.
Cool. And you're right, she is coming. She actually moved up the field, and I think she'll be second.
Yeah, I'm not surprised, but I'm really happy that I got in first. Yeah, it's really great. I mean, it makes my position very safe, so it's good. I'm happy, yeah, but my legs, I need some recovery now.
And after a really strong comeback, amazing performance here from the American runner representing Salomon, Billy Kowalczyk, takes second place. What a comeback. Let's hear it from her.
Colorado's dry, and I know how to run on dry trails. So.
Was that way drier?
Yes, and I took advantage of that. Like, I felt good, and I don't know what the other days bring, so I just wanted to send it and see what happened, and it felt good the whole time, so I went with it. I'm surprising myself. I don't know what happened, but it was fun.
Oh my lord, this is incredible. I am in the finish line and about 20 people have arrived, a bit more than that. And there's blood literally everywhere. This is absolutely insane. Bloody knees, bloody heads. Sarah Alonso came in, she had blood all over her face. She's now showering. We've got Fillery who has like a knee that's bleeding. She's in a medical tent. It's just insane. Like, all these runners have sent it today, but to way over the line. This is day 2 out of 5, and already they believe there's going to be a lot of athletes who are going to be out for massive injuries. There's no way you can run on these kind of conditions. So now Sarah is being washed off, showered, so they could see what happened to their head and if she's going to need stitches. I got an athlete coming in, like his knee saying hello with the mouth right below the kneecap. It's war running. It's absolutely insane. Yeah, I'll give you an update, but I just wanted to share that with you because I have never seen that before. Insane. Okay, time to wrap it up. Let's look back at all the results and tell you a little bit of an update, essentially, on who placed where. But this stage was absolutely carnage. It's insane. It's only stage 2, and so much already has been going on. So let's start with the segments. In the sprint, it's Andre Vitek, who had the fastest time. I'll give you only the fastest time, and then I'll give you the link in the show notes to all the other results. And Sylvia Nordstar from Norway, who's had the fastest time on the sprint. Then on the uphill, Iris Pesse finally got the win in the uphill segment. She really came for it. And then Remy Bonnet, as you heard in the finish line interview, he was like, yep, in that climb, I'm going to show them how it's done. And I believe he actually went all out, not only on the segment, but on the whole uphill. Now let's move to the next segment in the downhill. And there's been also a surprise because it's this Portuguese runner, Roberto Baião, who managed to sneak in to the top spot ahead of our downhill specialist, Anders Krakervik from Norway. So there we go, a new contender for the downhill. And in the women's, it is Charlotte Moerman from Belgium, once again, I believe, who has sneaked in the top spot. Now, for the overall in that stage 2, a lot of surprises and lots of incredible performances from all runners, including runners in the open category, because in the elite category, again, way above the rest of the field, Remy Bonnet closed that that stage in 2 hours, 8 minutes, and 12 seconds to take, obviously, first place. And then in second place, representing Austria, but coming from the UK, Thomas Roach. And he finished in 2:17:32. So almost 10 minutes behind. And then about a minute later came Bart Przygiorski, who had a really strong race, came back from a little bit further back. And then Thibaut Baronian also looked a bit spent, but super happy. Again, fourth place. That's a lot of points in the bank. And then at fifth place, Manuel Innehofer, also from Team Austria, the national team, and managed to also have an incredible race. So that's going to be a lot of points, or actually a very little time in the overall for the DAR Team Australia. Austria, Switzerland, and Germany. In the women's, obviously, Nienke Brinkmann came in and scored the fastest time. She was really happy with that. And she said, yeah, it was, I mean, you had the interview, so I'm not going to be redundant here. That's enough said. Then Bailey Kowalczyk, you'll also have the interview. Julie Roux, I talked to her afterwards. She was really, really, really happy. And she said, well, I felt really strong today, especially on the climbs where she passed a lot of people, men and women. She got really, really excited there. But she said, yeah, I was just feeling strong. So exciting to see her. That's it for today. Thank you so much again for tuning in. I am your host throughout these crazy days, Martin Gaffury, and until tomorrow, see ya!